Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Still to come today, Clearwater check-in as we'll check back in on something that was told to us by a Philly when we were down in spring training. And we have to get to the reveal of the bracket of Hughes. We seeded this entire thing. The committee got together this week. We have 64 Hugh Douglases. The tournament starts tomorrow for NCAA, and it actually starts tomorrow, Hugh, for us, because there are 64 Hughes. We'll unveil the one seeds and our favorite matchups coming up later in the show. Right now, though, joining us in studio, this is a treat, Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's Color Cut, Clarity, Carrot, and Cozy. Elliott, how you doing on a big day? Eagles Insider of the Year announced today.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. You know, obviously, I think with anything like this, there's going to be nerves. You know, this is a year of work, really, kind of leading up to this point. But at this point, the work is in. I've done what I've done. And, you know, I'm excited to see where, let the chips fall where they may.
So how do you feel, man? Because you've been on a heater these last couple of weeks,
man. I
agree.
Yeah.
You've been on a heater.
Well, look, I think it's a little bit like Jalen in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. Mm. Like, I had a stretch there where I probably didn't get as many scoops as I could have, but I think over the past few weeks, I've been on point. I had the Goddard thing. I had the Aziz Ojulari thing. So, yeah, I feel like I've helped my stock the past few weeks.
So after a big scoop, do you feel like the Jalen after the Steeler game? Like, is this what y'all wanted to see?
Like, well, I feel a little bit more like the clip where Jordan Mailata yells at him, and he's like, that's what you do. I'm like, yeah, that is what I do.
That's what you bleep and do? Aziz Ojulari is what you do.
That's what I'm talking about, but you called that. Well, you were on that one for a while.
Before everybody else.
Yeah, so what does it feel like knowing that, you know, you had a scoop that everybody else came late to the party to?
I mean, look, it feels good, right? And I think the Dallas Goddard thing, too, I would also...
Oh, yeah, forget that.
I would like the committee to recognize that one. Yep. I feel like I've been ahead of that, really months ahead of that, about it. So, but look, Tim McManus also did a great job. And, we will see what happens. But
Now, my question to you is this. Are you worried that there's going to be a little bit of bias? Because, you know, the people... we're not going to say any names, but the people that kind of run this whole Insider of the Year thing, like... Let's just, you've had some smoke with them a couple times. You've had
some smoke with them. I can't decide, because on one hand, I think the public would probably think the bias helps me. I work for the station, Tim doesn't work for the station. Yeah.
It's better if you're the winner.
On the other hand.
But he's had smoke with some of the, some of the individuals. Yeah. You had some smoke with some cats.
It's true. Well, I feel like everyone at the station I've had my my ups and downs with, other than Hugh. ESP.
No, you guys
Hugh.
Are good. You guys are good.
I mean, we're in good space.
That was not on the bracket. But on the other hand, I mean, the committee, does it cheapen the award if I win it, you know?
Not if it's fair and square.
No, I think it's fair. And to be honest, because I'm an avid listener to the station, Like, you've been on a heater. Like, your name has been associated with some bangers.
And I wish you were on the committee.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Your name has been associated with some bangers as far as, like, hot topics and, you know, creative takes and things.
I charted history and training camp.
Well, that's true. I mean, when Slay picked off that pass, that, to me, is your signature moment. Because they knew what was going on.
Oh, they knew. Yeah, Slay pointed it at me. I'll remember.
Yeah, that should be the photo of you taking the award is Slay pointing at you.
Yes.
And no, it should be when you hug BG. That right there.
You got a lot of credit for that yesterday.
I did kill that, not going to lie. I was proud of myself because
people, you know what you just inadvertently did? When you did that, and I don't know how this all of a sudden turned into we love ESP moment, but
it
has.
It's
where it is.
That's why he came in. He thought this would be better if he came in.
This is a love fest.
You know, when actors do press tours prior to the Oscars.
But see, this is what it is, man. That just validated you as the insider of the year because the players know
that's a good point.
Who has the goods.
Yep.
And who delivers the hard-hitting stories on a daily basis.
I agree with
that.
That's
you, dog.
There's a difference between my dap up with BG.
And then anybody else's dap up. He didn't hug nobody else.
That's a good point.
He ain't hugged nobody else, dog.
Good point.
That's all I'm saying.
Let me ask you guys this. What did you guys think of our guy, we all love him, Derek Gunn, trying to jump in at the end yesterday, saying he tweeted that he had the BG scoop weeks ago, but he didn't put it out there. That felt to me like he wants to be insider of the year.
I mean, D-Gunn's the GOAT, right? What can you say?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been doing it the longest time.
Yep.
I think he's the best. Yeah. You know, I think it's just reminding people. It's like when Jordan put out the documentary, you know, to remind people that, you know, he is better than LeBron. D-Gunn just stepped in there.
Well, you know what? Like, D-Gunn's my dog. And, you know, I love D-Gunn. He probably listened. But that was a pop-pop moment. Let's just call it what it is. That was a pop-pop moment. Like, y'all want to talk about pop-pop moments. That's the moment where, pop-pop, we know you the man. We know you've done it for a long time. You probably did have a story, but it don't count. After the fact.
You didn't put it out.
You ain't put it out there.
We'll have to see how the committee feels about
it. We will.
Yeah, no, Pop-Pop. Pop-Pop Gunn. No, he can't.
Hugh, I would tread lightly on the Pop-Pop jokes.
Oh, no,
we have some stories of our trip to Clearwater.
I'm leaning all the way into
that. Where Pop-Pop Douglas
showed up. I already know where it's going. Pop-Pop Gunn.
All right, Elliot. What's your lasting thought on BG, the career, the player? Because 15 years is a remarkable amount of time to spend in one uniform. And he never had the great statistics, but he was a really, really good player for 15 years in the same uniform. That's not common at all in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think he is the most decorated and I think most accomplished defensive lineman in the history of the Eagles. The two Super Bowls, third in sacks, most games played. But, I mean, just for me, when I think of BG and my perspective of getting to cover him, just seeing him, like, the person, the locker room, we get to spend every Monday at Chickie's with him. And, look, the Eagles do a good job of putting good guys on their team. So, Eagles players in general, when I see them interact with fans, it's always good. But BG will stand there for an hour after the show and meet every single person. And I think the most telling thing about the impact Brandon had during his time with the Eagles is, yesterday when he announced that he retired, it felt like every single person I followed, whether it's on Twitter, Instagram, whatever, had a picture of them and Brandon. And that doesn't happen with all athletes, right?
Mm,
so I think as a player, he sometimes gets underrated a little bit just because of how great he is off the field.
Yep.
But when you think of the Eagles, I think there's two like clear-cut guys. It's Jason Kelce and it's Brandon Graham. I think yesterday kind of just solidified that.
And I look, the person is number one, and then he was a great guy. And he's obviously a great guy, but he was a great guy as a player. I think you're right. He also got underrated as a player because of all that stuff. I almost think we didn't appreciate how good he was because he didn't have eye-popping stats, but he always was up there when you looked at pressure rate. He could play inside, outside. They put him at linebacker when Chip was here.
Arguably the biggest play in franchise history.
Yes. Yeah. And then even this past year, I know he got hurt, but before he got hurt, I thought he was their best edge rusher from September through November.
I think if he doesn't get hurt, he's probably back this year. I think. But I wanted to ask you this because I saw you shared this on Twitter, you know, the email blast that you're doing. You said you think he has a Hall of Fame case.
Yeah,
I'm just curious what that is.
So I think it's unique because, you know how in baseball now, like, players almost get credit for stuff they do that we don't see behind, like, in a box. Mm-hmm. Like, Chase Utley's probably going to make the Hall of Fame. And Chase Utley doesn't have 2,000 hits, right?
He's like a hustle guy.
Right. And Brandon Graham, if you look, so Pro Football Focus, they rated him the seventh best edge rusher since he entered the league. Like, to me, if you're
That's
a top 10 player at your position for 15 years,
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You've got a case for the Hall of Fame, and he won 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And I always think the NFL is about moments. Like, he has the moment where he strip sacked Tom Brady. I don't think he's going to get in, but he could have a case down the line.
So this is why I love listening to your guys' show, because I think that's a great point. Like, I hadn't thought of it, but that's an outstanding point. I also think that if you look at other guys who will get consideration for the Hall of Fame, like Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers, like, those are stat compilers, mm-hmm. right? Like, they are in the discussion. They were good players, for sure, and Matt Ryan had his MVP season where he made the Super Bowl. But they are getting considered because of longevity. Like, Brandon Graham, 15 years at Edge? I'd be curious to know how many players legitimately played 15 years at Edge.
I can tell you one that didn't.
Yeah.
That's sitting in the studio with you. I can tell you how hard it was.
Yeah. I mean, 15 years. And it wasn't like he was a part-time player. I mean, it was 15 years of legitimately being a starting defensive end.
So I pulled up this morning guys that played 15 years with just one franchise in the NFL. And there's, I would say maybe there's 30 on this list. So that's it, like in NFL history. And
how many are Hall of Famers?
Well, I'm looking through that. It's maybe 10 are Hall of Famers, 15. But there's also some long snappers in here, kickers. Like, if we kind of put it as just football players. Right. It's a very small list.
I did win a kicking competition, so let's not diminish that. Twice.
All right, before we get to the Azeez Ojulari stuff, because I'm curious your thoughts on the player you thought they could sign, where do you come down on this Fritz the Camera thing that has been brewing for a couple days? Because I think Joe is insane.
Yeah.
Like, Jack's going to cook him.
I think Jack will beat Joe in every single thing they do besides maybe free throw shooting.
Right, that's Joe's
thing. That
would
be the one. Yeah. But outside of that, I think the best the best non-football player athletes at the station are clearly me and Jack. And then I think there's a gap.
Well,
I am just as good of an athlete as Jack. But regardless, Joe versus Fritz. I mean, Joe has a lot of good qualities. Like, athleticism is not one of them.
It's not. I mean, Hugh, do you have an opinion on the Joe and Jack thing?
I was thinking about it when we were talking about it. Like, Jack did play, and he played baseball in college, correct?
Yes, and Jack's, like, how much younger? Well, 15 years than
Jack
Joe?
Jack still works out. Like, does Joe work out?
Jack's 30.
Right.
The camera is in his mid-40s.
Yeah, if not late 40s.
That's a pretty big gap towards athleticism.
Especially that time of your life. It's not like, 15 versus 25.
I think Joe's sparking up a bad tree here. Yeah. Now, Jack could get complacent and not try.
Do we know what the competitions are?
Jack work out?
He's lost some weight recently.
Yeah. He might not work out as much since the second baby, but he was running, 20 miles a week for a pretty long stretch.
I mean, but he does. When I think of workout, I think of lift weights.
Right, but I don't think either of them are lifting any weights.
Okay, yeah.
They are. I don't think it's...
I can't imagine pushing iron.
But you are right. I don't think it's lifting. Yeah,
because, like, running is, like, running.
But I think when we're talking about this level of athlete, like just being able to run is such a
low. The bar is low. Yeah, the bar is exactly. These are regular
so
people.
What are they going to do? Because they're arguing about their athleticism, but what are they going to do?
I heard golf this morning. Maybe one on one.
Not an athletic sport.
Golf. I would venture to say golf don't count.
Yeah. What do we do? Like that's.
But okay, again, we have to lower the bar too, for like, these
no
guys.
No disrespect to Bill.
What do you expect
Bill?
Them to do? Hurdles.
Well, this is all about being
no
athletic.
Disrespect to my man Bill that plays every day. Him and his friend, but God, I don't.
So what would you
golf's
consider?
Not an athletic thing.
All right, what would you consider like a measure of your athleticism?
I think they should like arm wrestle. They should race.
Well,
they
should a race maybe.
Arm play wrestle? Basketball one-on-one.
I would say, you know what? This is
go
if it was me,
cage?
This is how I would do it. Bench contest.
There, that's another good
bench
one.
Bench contest.
I agree. Yeah.
Get them on the bench.
Who can put up the most weight?
Who can push the most?
Okay.
Start at.
Squat,
neither one of them, neither one of them doing 2.25.
Hold on.
So,
no.
2.25, they'll die.
Yeah, yeah. No, but that's
you
what I'm saying. Probably
like
100 pounds.
I was going to say 120.
Maybe put 100 pounds on the bar and just have at it.
Do we have a spotter? Because something bad might happen without a spotter.
Yeah, you would need a spotter.
Yeah,
I ain't spotting them all.
No, I say you were. All right.
Elliot, well, I don't think me or Joe should do it.
No, no. We need someone. You or Ike or Rich, you might have to spot them. Elliot, while we have you, your reaction to the Azeez Ojulari deal. I thought, and you and I talked about it a few weeks ago, that it would be a good fit. They got him on a cheap deal. One year, $4 million.
So I think it's their best signing of the offseason. I like it for a few reasons. A, just the youth. I mean, he's only 24 years old. He won't be 25 for a few more months. So just, I do think you are getting the best football ahead of him. When he has played, he has been excellent at getting to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Now, his pass rush numbers, like his analytic numbers, aren't outstanding. He's not a big pressure guy. Speaking of BG, by the way, who did not often have a lot of sacks or double digits, but he did pressure the quarterback quite a bit. Azeez has not been that guy so far in his career. If you look at the 4 years, though, he's consistently like produced sacks when he's played. So the Eagles have shown they can keep guys healthy. I think they have a good, obviously a bit of it is luck, but I think they have a good system there in taking care of guys' bodies, getting them ready to play. So if he plays 17 games, I think he'll have double-digit sacks.
Well, then, and that's like the best-case scenario because he's playing for a contract and they need that.
So let me ask you about that because I think one thing nobody's talking about enough is they keep doing these one-year deals and then also not negotiating in season.
That should stop.
And it's not like a hard, fast rule, but they clearly have not over the past few years. Azeez could come here and become like a pretty premier edge rusher in terms of money. He'll be 25 next year.
Mm-hmm.
His trajectory reminds me like when Reddick went to the Panthers for 1 year and then he became a free agent and came here. Elliot, like if he's playing well, they should re-sign him during the season.
Yes,
keep him out of free agency.
Well, and if their plan in free agency is going to be somewhat like 1 year. Prove it deals like AJ Dillon. AJ Dillon doesn't have the financial upside that Azeez Ojulari has.
Right, because he's back.
But AJ Dillon, if he has a really good year, like will be worth more next year. I mean, so if the idea is you want these guys to be worth more once their contract is up or a year after playing, ideally you want to own those guys' rights where in year two, you have Azeez at a discount rate. Like let's say they gave Azeez 2 years, $12 million. And maybe he doesn't take that. Who knows? But he only got 1 year four. So maybe he takes an extra eight, and then you own his rights for the next year. We get to talk to Howie, I believe, in a few weeks. Like, I would like to know more about if they view this as an ongoing problem.
I think it's a good question. I think they should revise that way of doing this because they keep guys maybe and keep them away from free agency. Last one for you, Elliot. Do you think the Eagles need a veteran on defense? I was thinking about with BG leaving yesterday, right? In the last 2 years, they've lost Fletcher, BG, and Slay now, right? All guys that are over 30 have played forever. And I understand youth, and they're healthier, and they're cheaper. I understand why it's a youth movement. But do you think they need a veteran in that defensive room?
I think they would benefit from it. I think the other safety spot is potentially a place you could look at a veteran. Justin Simmons has been there around. But I think the hard part is you can't just sign a veteran and expect them to be a leader right away. I do think they had interest in Khalil Mack. Now, he didn't hit free agency, but he would have checked that box.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. There's a benefit to doing it. But ultimately, like Jalen Carter's been in that building for 2 years. Nolan Smith's 2 years. Nolan Smith's been there for 2 years. Nakobe, like these are the guys they're going to have to lean on. So I think there's a benefit to adding a veteran, but ultimately the leadership on that side of the ball has to be dictated by the guys that have been there.
Yeah, and that's probably where they're going to go. Elliot, do you have a speech prepared? What are you going to do in the next few hours as you wait for the announcement here?
A lot of nerves.
Okay. You know,
see if I can eat something. But no, I mean, I never like at the Oscars when people pull out a speech. Like, I'm more a off the cuff guy.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if I'm lucky enough to win, and just an honor to be nominated, I'll probably just let it go off the cuff.
All right, Elliot, good luck. We'll be rooting for you. And
Thank you.
We don't have a vote, but I think this show is voting for Elliot Shore Park.
I think they're about to railroad.
I don't feel good about it, but hey, it'd just be fun to be nominated.
I was talking to some of the committee, and it feels like it's a tight race. I'll put it that way.
Well, and also, like, do they really get to decide who wins?
So how does the voting go?
The people's beat.
Oh, they're gonna talk bad about you too.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
But they can influence the people. That happens. All right, there he goes. Elliot Shore Parks up for Eagles Insider of the Year. Let's get back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Tom in Abington is up. Hey, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Hey, Tom. What's up, pal?
What it do, PRU?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, prediction. I think Mumbles Douglas wins the bracket.
Wow. You know what?
He's clearly my favorite.
Yeah, Mumbles has a chance to really make a run here because we hear from him all the time.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys have to widen that door frame to fit Elliot's head through the studio today?
No, but if he wins, we're going to have to change all of the door frames here at WIP.
That's for sure, Joe. All right, so Mount Rushmore. Thank you, BG, for your service. And to thank him, I will put him on the Mount Rushmore. So we'll start off with him. Then I have Kelsey. Now, Joe, I noticed you put Foles on there, but you can't do that. You have to put Hurts above Foles. I mean, I know Foles, it was the first one, but Hurts has already eclipsed him as far as a resume is concerned.
Well, he has. I recognize that. Like, this year put him above him resume-wise. I got a soft spot for Nick, Tom. It's hard not to have it. He was the first one, and he played his butt off, just like Jalen did in this past game.
And if anybody knows about your soft spot for Foles, it would be me and the battles we used to have.
Oh,
right?
They were the best. Sometimes I do miss the Wentz versus Foles days. Those were fun.
Yeah, they were fun. All right, so the final guy I have, and I've been listening on and off, I can't believe I haven't heard anybody say this name yet, but if you're going to go by success, longevity, and pretty much having his hand in everything, you got to go Howie Roseman.
I know. So we were having the discussion a little bit earlier, Tom. And Tom, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. About if you throw non-players in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you throw a non-player in, Hugh, it's Howie. Howie's been around forever. Howie's been here for 3 Super Bowl trips. Howie has been there for them to win both.
Yeah, he's been the architect.
Yeah, I would have 5 years ago, I would have said if you put a non-player, it's Andy, right? Because Andy changed the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But Howie has surpassed Andy now, like just here in Philadelphia. If you're going to have a non-player, I think it's absolutely got to be Howie Roseman on the list. Herb in the Northeast is up. Herb?
What's up there? What's happening, JoJo?
Herb, what's going on?
Just getting ready to umpire in a couple hours. So, Brandon Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Super human being. Super player. Great player. Made a lot of great plays. Super Bowl. Got back there this year when I told him, you got to keep going, man. You can do it. You can, you know, get back sooner than you believe, you know.
And he believed you, Herb, because of you.
Yeah. Down at Chickie and Pete's, he believed in me when I was talking.
Mm-hmm.
He fist bumped me a few times. He knows what I'm talking about.
Of course.
Wow.
Okay. It's dedication.
Mm-hmm.
In the weight room, dedication in the hot tub, in the pool, the cold pool. Everything.
Dedication in that hot tub.
You got to have the dedication in the hot tub, Hugh.
He got to a point where he was able to get the pain out of there, okay, as much as he could, and he tolerated it, and he got himself ready to play Super Bowl 59. He's 2-time champion. He deserves a stay in Philadelphia, Chickie and Pete's, of course.
Brandon Graham Day? I participate.
I mean, that's every day, ain't it? Every day.
Appreciation Day. Yeah. Brandon Graham Appreciation Day. I mean, you know, he's going to have other days, you know, at the link and all that. But I think Brandon wants to get into coaching. I really do. But, You know, he still wants to be around the team, but he's an unbelievable player and guy and stuff and all that, and he's done a lot for the local kids and local families and the NFL and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we should celebrate. We should celebrate him one day. Okay.
I'm in. You're not going to get an argument from me, Herb. I believe
when you do, I talked about the top five and the top ten. Mm-hmm. Okay. I talked about that the last couple of days. Okay. And I believe he's right up there in the top five for greatest Eagles. I believe one thing I want to say. Okay, because Jalen Hurts still got a long time to go. Jalen Hurts, we win another Super Bowl. Maybe even he might even win two or three more.
Oh boy!
He's going to wind up. Jalen Hurts will be the number one all time Philadelphia Eagle. I believe that in my heart and my brain. It's telling me because last year I noticed what I talked about. That he needed to work on, okay, picking up the blitzes, picking up certain things. And he done a lot of that last year, and he's going to improve in 2025 and thereafter. So I believe he's going to wind up being one of the greatest ever.
Well, listen, if he stays on this trajectory, I mean, he's won a ton of games. He's been a really good quarterback since he got here. Herb, he's got a chance. Herb's proposing Brandon Graham Day down to Chickies. I don't think anyone's going to fight back on that. You in, Hugh?
I'm in. I'll be there.
All right. Hugh will lead the way for Brandon Graham Day.
I think Herb should be the one that set it up.
I don't know if that's the best idea. I don't know if he's attention to detail guy. I mean, like,
really?
Have you heard the... calls and the rambling. I mean, sometimes he's kind of
the calls and the rambling. Don't you work with somebody that do that every day? You're used to it.
Long talking. I do surround myself with a lot of long talkers. I do.
Feels a little disrespectful to Herb.
No. He bounces around. He's an idea. He's
got a mouth down.
He had a lot today.
A lot of ideas, and I appreciate those. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls here on Brandon Graham. Plus, I want to get to something that came up. When we were down in Clearwater when we talked to JT Realmuto and see where people really are on it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop. And it's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning the excitement up even higher for college basketball. Through the first two rounds of the tournament, bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you'll win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. I'm looking at my bracket, and not the bracket of Hughes. I got an actual bracket in front of me. I see some upsets here. Colorado State pulling off an upset in round one. UC San Diego, I like them both. FanDuel is the best place to bet the tourney. You can bet everything from spreads to money lines, team totals, plus so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day, because in March, anything can happen. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.